Saturday, November 4th, at the end of last school year, my youngest son, Andre, told me he wants to play basketball. The school after school curriculum, extracurricular did not offer basketball for kindergartners, but I knew that they did for first graders. At least they started to last year. So when this trimester came around, we signed him up for basketball 2 days a week. Mondays and Wednesdays after school, he goes and plays basketball. He is a first grader. This is his first time doing anything really organized sports-wise. I mean, he played soccer after school last year and the year before, but this was the first time that he was, like, excited about a sport in this way, which was exciting to me as a sports guy who doesn't have or hasn't had organizational sports as a parent be a part of his life yet. Anyway, I noticed after he's not good, just to clear to get that out there yet. And I keep saying yet because who the hell knows, he's only in first grade, 6 years old. He's super big for his age, as was I, but he is not as coordinated, and he's kind of a little bit of a space cadet from time to time. So when he's on the court, he could just be like looking around and just like not really paying attention or not really listening to what you're supposed to be doing. Just like, oh, ball, run there type of thing. Anyway, but I noticed after the first few weeks of these practices, which are mediocre, and that's being kind in terms of coaching, clinic-y skill level, but just him being out there 2 days a week, I noticed him getting better with dribbling and shooting. And that has been awesome to see. And we have a little mini rim outside in our driveway. So, you know, before school, we go out and play a little bit. Or if I want to make him and his brother do, you know, just some get outside and play type of deal, I'll be like, go play 1-on-1 to 50 or something like that. Anyway, he's been playing a lot of basketball. Today was his first quote unquote game. And, you know, I put it in quotes because I know what your kids' organized sports looks like. And it is very different than this. And I've mentioned this before in the past on here. It's just not that organized. And like his basketball, again, quote unquote team is like 8 kids from first grade up to fifth grade, all different skill levels. Nobody's that good. The coach is like a 19-year-old kid that like just graduated the school 2 years ago. Like it's just, it's not what you're used to. Anyway, though, today was the first game against like a basketball club from Santa Cruz, which is, you know, not too far away, but like a real thing where his group was playing first, and then, you know, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are playing next. And then I think, I don't even know if it was high school. I don't even know what the hell was going on, to be honest. Communication's not great around here. All this being said, I got up at, you know, my usual time, but got to this little shitty hot gym 5 minutes away this morning at 8:30 for a 9 o'clock tip. Our coach doesn't walk in till 9:18. And there was a basketball game, sort of, which was a complete mess. I think there were 8 kids on Andre's team, and 10-minute quarters, and it ends up that we, the Tiburones of La Paz, won 18-16, and it was a lot of fun to watch. My son, you know, I told him last night, I'm like, I want, you know, 3 things from you in this game. Focus, right? I want you to like pay attention to what's going on, because as I said before, he has a tendency to be a little space cadet-y, which I've seen him do on a basketball court in practice and in many, many other scenarios. So 1, focus. 2, effort. Just try hard out there. And 3, have fun. And he absolutely did all 3 of those things. Did he really understand the game? Does he understand the game? Was he just running around there like a chicken with his head cut off half the time? For sure. Like, Dre, you're going that way. Hey, you're on offense. Hey, you're on defense. Run this way, run that way. Like, he had to do that, but he did touch the ball a few times. And I guess that's a win, you know, as the youngest kid on the team, first grader, not really knowing what the hell's going on. You know, like soccer touches, this is a touches is a big deal. You know, like after he like t touched it and like passed it for the first time, he like looked over to me and big smile. Anyway, he's also the best cheerleader on the team. He when he was on the bench, he started all the T-Barones chants and was yelling. And every time somebody scored, he ran to the scorer's table to look at the score. And he was the most excited kid that that his team won. I hope this leads to more games. I hope it leads to him caring and wanting to get better at this sport. But I realize I want that because that would make me happy. I hope that that is what he wants to make him happy. Regardless, it was a lot of fun to watch him running up and down the court, and I hope to get to do it. I hope I get to do it many more times.